There's new research today suggesting that years of heavy marijuana use can impair memory and the ability to learn. The study appears in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. As NPR's Rachel Jones reports, while the findings are provocative, they're not conclusive. That's because in the area of marijuana research, proof is hard to come by.
Usually, when researchers want to test the effects of a drug, they recruit a group of volunteers. About half the volunteers are picked at random to get the drug. The rest don't. Then researchers measure the effects over a period of time. But you just can't do that with marijuana, for legal and ethical reasons. So researcher Nadia Salovey of the University of New South Wales had to take a different approach for today's study.
We accepted anyone over the age of 18 who was using cannabis at least several times a week for a number of years and were now looking for assistance to help them to quit or reduce their cannabis use.
Salovey and her colleagues recruited 102 heavy marijuana users and a non-user control group for the study, commissioned by the U.S. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. On average, the volunteers had used marijuana for 24 years, some even daily. To find out whether usage affected memory and learning, researchers used a series of tests. One, for example, measured verbal learning.
People had to memorize lists of words. They had several trials, so it measured learning over time, presenting the same information to the person five times. They would have to learn those words and repeat them back to us.
Most participants had last used marijuana 17 hours before taking the test. Consistently, people who used the drug for 20 or more years forgot words they'd learned just a short while earlier. But Salovey says people who use marijuana regularly for a shorter period, say less than 5 years, fared differently.
We did not find that that shorter-term group was any different to our non-user control group. In some ways, that was a little surprising.
Because it seems to suggest that regular marijuana use doesn't have a negative effect in the short term. That's the kind of result that sparks heated debate in marijuana research circles. Critics say studies like this new one don't accurately characterize marijuana use because only about 10% of users fall into the heavy, long-term category. And they name other studies that find no negative effects. Some researchers, like psychiatrist Harrison Pope of Harvard Medical School, point out how hard it is to reach a conclusion. He wrote the editorial accompanying this week's study. Pope says numerous factors influence marijuana research.
The problem is we can't be sure that our finding is attributable to the marijuana they smoked. It might be that the people who were long-term marijuana smokers had a poorer memory to start with.
In this study, volunteers were seeking treatment. Pope says that may mean they were already anxious or depressed. And nearly half of the marijuana users had also used alcohol and other drugs regularly. Both factors could have affected their memories. But even with those limitations, Pope believes this study is an important addition to a body of evidence that indicates heavy marijuana use affects brain functioning in the short term. But as to whether those effects last over time, the study is hardly the last word.
I doubt that even if we were having this conversation 20 or 30 years from today, that there would be complete closure on these issues. I think that the debate about marijuana will probably continue for a long time, despite the best of our scientific efforts.
But study author Salovey says today's study proves a negative impact that shouldn't be dismissed.
People who want to perform to their maximum levels, if that's important to them, they might want to think about not using marijuana quite so heavily or on quite such a long-term basis.
Salovey and her colleagues will continue to test participants in their study to determine if their scores improve long after they've stopped using marijuana. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.